I mean, at the root, it's basically an XML schema of data attributes that we want to collect, right? In FY10, essentially the data feed is going to be getting that schema in an XML flat file from the agencies. Hopefully they're collecting that via their security management tools, right? And they output the flat file in the correct schema, and then they upload it to CyberScope. So it's as simple as that right now. The schema is not going to be all that complex this year, obviously, but I think it will evolve. But just kind of focus on just some core sort of data attributes. And mainly around, again, the SCAP standards. So we're not trying to create a new, set of standards. We're looking at SCAP, working with NIST to define that schema. But it's going to essentially focus around, CPEs, common platform enumeration. So that's your inventory information. CCEs, so that's your configuration enumeration. So your config status. And then the third one is CVE, so common vulnerability enumeration, so your vulnerability status. So we're really focused on those three sort of sets of information, getting that in an automated way, and it's not going to be machine to machine this year. It'll be, just give us a flat file, upload it, and off we go. So I think for the agencies that aren't quite there yet, the things we're doing are some of the generic things I mentioned earlier. So we are we've looked at quite extensively, Department of State's solution. They've got really a best of breed, capability out there. Justice is in the midst of implementing something similar, in IRS. And so we've looked at all three of those solutions, and we've actually defined a reference architecture for that. And so the idea is we'll publish that out to the agencies in probably a few weeks, sometime in June.